beside you each step of the way. Written by Renette. Read by Mistborn Hero. Fandom Star Wars. Sava twists back and forth, analyzing her reflection in the mirror. It's been a long time since she attended an event as herself, instead of one of Amidala's handmaidens. But tonight is the coronation ball for Queen Reylata. Tonight she is not in Amidala's service, she is simply Sava. And as Sava, she chose a closely tailored suit. The jacket sharply cut with swallow tails and satin lapels. Intricate floral embroidery scrolls over the front of the jacket, the sole acquiescence to tradition on the otherwise thoroughly modern suit. In her life before Amidala, for Sava sees her selection as a handmaiden as a bright divide between the life before and after Amidala, she would have chosen something very different for a royal ball. Something feminine and conservative, unlikely to draw any attention at all, save, perhaps, the distant approval of her parents. But that was the decision of Savin, and Sava has left that name behind with her Halixket. Of course, for all that she's been Sava these past 4 years, she is still figuring out who that is. Sava has some things settled in her mind. The most important, of course, is that she loves Padme as she had never loved anyone before. At first, it had been the crush of a young girl, struck by another's beauty. In hindsight, that first blush of infatuation seems a bit vain. After all, one of the first things she had noticed about Padme was how similar they looked to one another. So similar that she had been Amidala's chief decoy throughout her reign. But, as the term progressed, that infatuation had deepened, strengthened by respect and admiration, knowledge of her queen's strengths and foibles, and the interests of the blossoming young woman beneath the painted mask of Monarch of Naboo. Padme had been Sava's first kiss, and while Sava had practiced kissing with the other handmaidens too, she had always liked Padme's kisses the best, soft and sweet, with a hint of heat. Sava may have been infatuated with Amidala, but Padme she has come to love. Radiant, romantic Padme, who Sava intends to sweep off her feet at the ball. For all that she is no longer queen, Padme cannot quite escape the political glad-handing at the opening of Reylata's coronation ball. She pastes on a smile and repeats trite pleasantries until she thinks she may go mad. Janne sweeps into Padme's arms and engulfs her in an embrace, and Padme sags in relief. Her former handmaiden is swathed in yards of pale blue tulle, the skirts of her gown clearing a broad circle around her. "Please tell me this is a rescue," Padme implores, and Janne laughs and twines their arms together and all but drags Padme away. Padme goes willingly, her smile growing more sincere as her other handmaidens appear to cluster around her. Their garb is in every color and style, each beautifully unique for the first time in the years, and Padme's heart swells with affection for them. Last to arrive is Save. So long, Parmes, Double, and Decoy. Tonight, while Parme is draped in glimmering silks that fade from regal red around her feet to maidenly pink over her bosom, Save cuts a lean, sharp figure in her dark suit, and Parme can't help the pulse of heat that warms her core. Save's smile is almost a smirk, and she bows ostentatiously over Parme's hand before sweeping her into a hug. "You look magnificent, my queen," Save says, voice a warm whisper against Parme's ear. Parme shivers, her fingers tingling where they rest in Save's hands. "I would be honored to have the first dance." Parme manages to nod, and Save sweeps her into the dance floor, weaving them expertly between the other twirling couples. Save's leading hand is soft and warm beneath Parme's, the other gentle but firm across Parme's back. Their steps are sure and practiced. There isn't a dance they haven't learned forwards and backwards together. As they don't need to spare any attention for what their feet are doing, Parme is free to gaze into Save's warm brown eyes. There is something there that Parme has caught glimmers of before, but Save has masked herself these past years, and not only when she has worn the makeup and regalia of Queen Amidala. Parme's heart stumbles, even though her feet step smoothly, and for a moment, she is certain she will swoon. Save spins her, arms sure and strong, and Parme can't help but smile. The music swells, then fades, and they part. Save again, bowing over Padme's hand. Parme makes her decision in an instant, as she so often does. She turns her hand in Save's grasp, and Save's lips press to her palm instead of her knuckles. For a moment, the world steals around them. Then, Save's lips press a second kiss to Parme's palm, and a third to her wrist. The third lingers, and when Save straightens, her eyes are dark and heated, their fingers twined together, and despite that Parme ought to stay and graciously greet Raylata's guests, they slip away to the moonlit gardens to kiss under the stars. The end.